the Gemara had a tzad that by Bittul Mekach, the shear is also Bechdei Sheyare Letago. So the Gemara asked if the shear of Bittul Mekach is Bechdei Sheyare Letago, and the shear of Shtus is Bechdei Sheyare Letago. So what's the difference between Ashtus and Yasem Ishtus? So the Gemara answered that there's a difference. By Ashtus is only the Misane could be Chayza. And by Yasem Ishtus, Bishan Misane Chayza. Vila Yasar Ashtus, Shneim Chayzrim. Say the me'ane and say the mis'ane can be chayza. Let us see Taisvis. Vilu yesar al shtus shneim chayza. Ve'im taima de beperik asfine omar rav chizde mochaloi shove hei bevot. Chizde said as follows. Mochaloi shove hei bevov. That means the meicher sold him something that was shove hei, and he sold it bevov. So let's start making a cheshben hanefesh. So this is shtus mois. That means, in Shmuel holds, shtus mois is also called a shtus. Fine. So the din is, let us just go, we have here, our Mishnah holds that by Ashtus, Yodoy Alo Yoine. If the Misana wants, he can be Chayza from the whole Mekach. If he wants, he can be Toiveya Eino. Fine. Vuhuka. Vaomad Alches. And now all of a sudden, This article that was sold for Vov is now worth Ches. So this Nisan, Baruch Hashem he paid Vov for something that now the market went up and it's worth Ches. Va'omad al Ches. Lekeyach yochel lachzerboy. V'loy moicha. Lekeach can be chayza, v'lei moicha. The omale lekeach, ilav de oinisani leimotzis hodaboch. Now let's understand what Rav Chizde is saying. Rav Chizde is saying a chiddush. We have here by Shova Hebevo, which is a Shireino, Shtus, Yodei Al Yoine. So, will this Mekach be a Mekach? Will this Mekach not be a Mekach? Mm-hmm. It's up to the Lekeach. Lekeach was Nisane, Yodei Yoine. So the Mekach is still hanging in the Luften. That means, we don't know if it will be a Mekach, it won't be a Mekach. It wasn't, the Vala wasn't decided yet. Now something happened. The Meicher, the article is now worth Ches. Now the Meicher wants to have Charote. And the Meicher wants to, he has a very good reason to have Charote now. Now it's worth Ches, so. That's Ashod, he sold it for Bob, and now it's worth Ches. And the and the Baal de Mekach was not the Skyim as yet. So the Lekeach tells the Meicher, if you wouldn't have nailed me up, that means if you would have sold me a right price, you'd have sold me it was worth five, you would have sold it to me for five. So the Mecca would have been over. It's finished. It sold for five. Now it's worth ches, so shalin is yakin. Now, because you nailed me up, I have a schus chazore. That's me. That means because I was nisana, I have a schus to be chazor. But you? By you, the mekach is finished already. My schus chazore cannot in any way benefit you. That's what Rav Chisda said. Rav Chisda said, that's true. The mekach was not decided yet. I could be chayza if I want. I'd be a shayta. Food be chayza. Now it's worth ches. But that's irrelevant. The mekach is not kayim legabi me. But because you were my enemy. But you got me, you yourself, by you the Mekach is nigma. Because you are my enemy, you should have privileges that now you should be able to be chayza. If you wouldn't have been my enemy, there'd be no shayla. You sold me something that's worth hay. You sold it to me for hay. And now it's worth ches. So there'll be a have a mean you can come and say, listen, I changed my mind. The Mekach is finished already. He sold me something for hay that's worth hay. Now the market went up as shalin is yakim. Your whole tviya is because the Mekach is not kaim yet. You could still be chayza. That's only legabi me. But legabi you, the Mekach is nigma. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the Gemara says a yesod that what the misane has schusei chazore because of the yaino, the maane cannot benefit from this. That means legabi the misane, if he wants it can be yodel le yaino, but the maane by you, the mecha is finished. You have no schusei. So now Taisa says, Amor de Kakasha. So if he was ma'an to him, yes, amishtus. Lachatchila, he sold him something that shove hay, he sold him for Zion. So all of a sudden, the Gemara says, you know what? Both can be chayza. How does the ma'an get aschus chazore? That's Taisa's kasha. And Taisa's kasha is built on this memra of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, Rav Chisda said he sold, that was the case of Rav Chisda, he sold something to the lekech was nisane. Not so you can get nachmud the loshen of Taisus. Amar Rav Chisda, mochaloi shove hei bevo, vuhuka va'oma dalches, lekech yochal lachzaboy v'loi moicha. The omalei lekeach ilav the oini sani. If you wouldn't have been my enemy, le motzisa adabo. That means that you can't be chayza because of my oino you want to be chayza. You can't be chayza. Vochanami amai maane yochel lachzer. So if the maane was maane moy, was maane mashira bitl mekach. Amai mana yochalachza, neimalei nami hamisane ilav do'inisani. If you wouldn't have been my enemy, you couldn't be chayza. See, because you've mani me more, you were enemy asher bitl mecha, now you could be chayza. That's Tais Viskash. Amir de Kekash. V'yesh loima. The hoche kivin shuhu yoyser mishtus, avale rochek mina mekach yoyser midai, uchi ilu loimocha klal, da havale ki yayin venimtsa chaymetz venimtsa yayim dishneim chayse. So Taisa says as follows. If the din chazore is based on the schus that he was nisane, I mean, that's the case of the Gemara in by Rav Chisda. The Moicha sold someone that's worth hay, he sold it for vav. So the Lekeach has a schus chazore mi dinei oino that he was nesana, so it's a din yode ala yoine. So the schusei chazoga of the misane, the ma'ane cannot benefit from this. Legabi you, the mekich is finished. I was nesana, I am a schus chazoga. That's what Rav Chisda said. But if you sell someone something with a price that's yes a mishtus, so that means that doesn't have a teres mekich in ganzen. You're selling someone a candy for $5. It doesn't have a teres mekach. So the din chazore is not because of the schusei, no, you sold them a candy for $5, so the misane can have charote, because you charge them $5 for a 5 cent candy. That doesn't have a teres mekach in ganzen. It's not cool that there was a transaction over here. Selling yes and mishtus, it's like yayin v'nimtso chaymetz. Now yayin v'nimtso chaymetz, what is the case over there? That Reuven comes over to Shimon, I want to buy a bottle of wine. And Shimon goes and gives him a bottle of chaymetz. So there was no transaction over here. He wanted to buy one thing, and then he gave him something else. So there's no mecca. Yes, a mishtus, that's what Taisus is saying. If the price is so far from the value of the chavitz, it's not called there was a mecca and he was overcharged. It's called, it doesn't even have a teiris mecca. Doesn't have a teiris mecca, so the mecca is bottled, not mitzad dine oino. No, it's not a mecca, period. So therefore, the mecca can also be chayza. That's Taisvus teiris. Now, I saw on a teiris shmul, Mishnah Salevi, that we have to learn this Taisvus with a grain of salt. Taisvus says, if you're charging yesa mishtus for a chayfetz, it's not, it doesn't have a teiris mecca. It's like yayin v'nimtso chaymetz. Now, yayin v'nimtso chaymetz, let's talk about this for one minute. That Reuven goes over to Shimon, he wants to buy a bottle of wine, and Shimon gives him a bottle of chaymetz. So, there's no mekach. He made a kinyan, he paid, it's garnished mit garnished. He wanted to buy one article, he gave him a second article. It's not called, there was a mechir at all. What happens if Reuven decides now, maybe it's a good thing to have chaymetz. It's a good thing. It's a shkocha potis, I got chaymetz. I'll keep the chaymetz. The halacha is, Reuven will have to make a new maisa kinyan. There was no mekach till now. You want to acquire now chaymetz, you have to make a new maisa kinyan. That means the kinyan wasn't chal, there wasn't any mekach in ganz. Because he gave you wanted to buy yain and he gave you chaymetz, there's no mekach memkach in ganz. Over here, by yesa mishtus, if the shir is bechdei sheyara letago, so what is the din? He had 2 hours to be mavara. He sold them something. He overcharged them. He sold them a 5 cent candy. He sold them for $5, let us say. And Taisa says that's not called a mekach. He had 2 hours to be mavara. He wasn't mavara in 2 hours. What's the din? The mekach is chal. So this is not yayin v'nimtza chaymetz. It's better than yayin v'nimtza chaymetz. So they say, the Taisus means it's a mekach tois. The Moshul Taisus went too far. There's other types of mekach tois. There's a mekach tois, let's say, of a mum, which is also a mekach tois. A person goes and makes a kinyan on a chayfetz, and then he notices that there's a mum on it, there's a chasson over there, it's dented, it's broken. So he can be chayza. That's also a mekach tois. That's a mekach tois. You gave me something that's dented, that's broken. But the din mum is a din mekach tois that you could be meichel. What if I see it's an ansadi that, it's like I told you, if you're going to give me something with a mum, I don't have to accept it. So there's like a t'nai. I'm paying you for a new thing. You have to give me a new thing without a mum. But so it's like we spoke out. That's understood. We spoke out. If there's any mum in it, if there's any chesaron, it's the mekach is in kaim. But by t'noim, mechila helps. He can be meichel the t'nai. So therefore, if later he gets it and he decides that, says, I have already the chayfetz, you're a crack, not a crack, you're a dent, nish a dent, segeg mishen nishton, so you don't have to make a new maisek in you. So there's a mekach tois that it could become automatically bottle, but if there's a rotzen to accept it, you don't have to make a new maisek in you. So that is what Taisvis is, that's what Taisvis is saying over here, that if the Mekach is Bechlal not in the price range of the price, so Taisvis says, so this does never Teres Mekach, that means it's an Anfadi, that both of them are not maskim to such a mekach, it doesn't ever, this, does that fall in the realms of, if later, so that's why both can be chayzer. I saw Mishnah Salevi wants to tine that what the moicher is choyn is not because the lekeich has a din schus chazore. The moicher is chayzer because this doesn't have a teiris mekach, afilu legabi the meichel. It's not called a mekach. If the price range is not at all masim with the dover that was nimka. So that's why both can be chayse. Yeah. Now Taisva says another teiris. Rav Yitzchok bar Mordechai Tiritz. The Hosam she'ein alekeach teveya einosai. Now Rav Yitzchok bar Mordechai is choilik on the first Tiritz. That means the first Tiritz said the first Tiritz compared this tamum b'mekach to yain v'nimtzo choymetz because the price is not masim with the article, which is a shtik teire. I mean, this is not similar to all the cases. Every case of a mekach tois, I mean, you sold me something with a mum, you sold me a different article. Here, I sold you the article, I overcharged you. So we could understand, this is dinei eino. This is the parsha of eino. The lekech was nesana, the moicha wasn't nesana. That was Taisus kasha, and Taisus in the first tegas is machadish no. Overcharged is it's not midine, I know, it's not called the Mosa Mekach and Ganze. That's a chiddush, but that's a chiddush of the first Teretz. But Rav Yitzchok Barad Mordechai Teretz, Rav Yitzchok Barad Mordechai is chaylik on this. No. Overcharge is also midine, I know. And we have a problem, Tak. We have a problem. Okay. So he says, so then we, if it's midine, I know, so what's the chilik between Yes, a mishtus in our Gemara and that Gemara. Rav Yitzchok bar Mordechai Tiritz, the Hosam, she'ein aleikeach teveya einosai. The Gemara over there is speaking about that aleikeach is not teveya the einor. Lachain ein hamoicha yochel larzer boy. Avol hoche mayri shamisane toiveya inosai lekach hamaane yochel levatol hamekach. So I saw in Mishnah Halevi, he explains Taisvus Teretz as follows. Let's first go on Agamore. Agamore is speaking about Yesa Mishtos. He sold him something that's worth $5. He sold him for $7. Gemore says, Shneim Choizlem Boy. So we learned the Gemara. I'm chosen by all of a sudden, the Moicha comes, I change my mind. I want to have Chavot. So Taisus Akasha, why can you change your mind? You are Nisane, the Nisane is a Schus. Why can you change your mind? That was Taisus Akasha. So the Rivam says, Ein Hochinami. The Moicha cannot change his mind. The Moshe says, Shneim Chayzen Boy. Shneim Chayzen Boy is talking about such a case. That the Lekeach, the Nisane, comes to the Moshe, and he tells him, listen, you charge me $7, it's only worth $5. Give me back $2. He's mourning the Ino. That means, this Mekach of a $5 Chayfetz for $7, I don't want. You should give me back the $2. Then I want the Mecca. That's what the Lekeach is tiny. The Moicha can then tiny, I hear what you're saying. I was only interested in selling to you this Chayfetz for $7. Look, you're not allowed to. We'll talk about that some other time. But I was the interest of selling, I wanted to sell it for $7. You want back $2. You want to buy this chayfetz for $5. For $5, I'm not interested in selling this chayfetz. So that, so I can have charote. That's pshat. That's what it says. The ma'ane can have charote is only if the misane is toiveya the ino. If the misane is toiveya the ino, so it comes out that now there's a different psike than what was when you first sold it. The Schaifetz was sold for $7. The Moicha was masking, the Lekeach was masking. Now the Lekeach finds out he was overcharged. Fine. The Lekeach has a right to mun back the money. That is true. I'm not mechuyev to pay over the value. But the Moicha can tell if you want back your money, so you want a different Mecca. You want a $5 chayfetz for $5. I'm not interested in selling this chayfetz for $5. That what I agreed with you to sell it was for $7. It was right, it was wrong. But that's what I agreed for. Now you want to get back $2? Fine. You're not mechuyev to overpay me, but I'm not mechuyev to be mamshech this Mecca. That means, so this is now a new price. I never agreed to such a price. I can mun back. So that I can have charota from the Mecca. That's the din shneim chayzrim. If the Lekeach says, if the Lekeach will say that, I'm asking with it. I'm asking with it. Let's say something happened and the price shut up now. I'm asking with it. Now the Moicha will say, I have charote. Sorry, you can't have charote. You nailed him up, so you can have charote. That's the Gemara in Baba Basra. That means the schus to be teiveya chazore. The schus to be teiveya, I know, that's a din in the Misane. He can... The only, that what our Gemara says, the Moicha can benefit is if he's Taiveya, his Eino. So now it's coming out, this is a new deal, which we didn't speak about before. You want to buy a $5 Chayfetz for $5. I was never asking to sell you that. You want back your $2? You'll get back your $5, but I'm not mechuyev to sell you the chayfetz for $5 because there never was an agreement to sell it to you for $5. That's the din chazore. That means if he mons him, they know. Now let's go in the Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara in Baba Basra, the Lekeach was able, if he wanted to, he could be chayzer. He'd be a shayt if he'd be chayzer because he sold them. He sold them something that's worth 5 or 6, and now it's worth 8. The Lekeach is very happy. The Lekeach doesn't want to have chazore. So now the Moicha said, but listen, since the Mekeach is not definite, so I want to have chazore. So that the Gemara, that Rav Chisda said, very good. That's the schusim of the Lekeach. By you, the Mekeach is finished. That means if he's maskim, you have to be maskim. That's the Gemara. That's the Einoch Enami. if the Lekeach would ask him for his Haino, that's what Taisa says. Taisa says about Babas Namashim like this. The Hosam Kshayna Lekeach Tevei Haino. So he's not a Shaita, the Lekeach. The Lekeach is not Tevei Haino. He's not saying, give me back a dollar. If he's going to say, give me back a dollar, so then the Moichel will say, I'm sorry. That's not the deal that I made with you. Then the Moichel could have Charote. That means the minute you want to change the psyche, then the Moichel can say, it's not, so there never was an agreement on such a Mecca. Then the Moichel could have Charote. That's how the Rivam learns Pshat in our Gemara. Now, the next Taisis will see more Chidushim in the next Taisis. Omar Rove, Hilchis Shtus Kone Omar Zareino. Now let us just see, learn the Loshna Gemara. And we'll say just the Gemara, we Rashi Elohim Pshat in the Gemara. Omar Rove, Hilchis, and now we had Shailas and those. Now Rove came down and said a Pesach. Hilchis. Pochis Mishtus Nikne Mekach. Pochis Mishtus, it's the Mekach is Nikne, there's no Din Chazore. And Rashi on Shad, it's a Mechila La'alta. It's finished. Pachas Meshustas, you can't come back there. You know, it's Gonish Mekonish. It's finished. The deal is finished. It's a Mechila La'alta. The Yaisar Ar-Shtus, Bittl Mekach. It's a Bittl Mekach. Both can be Chais. Shtus, Kone, Omar Zareino. Kone, Omar Zareino. So Rashi learns, Pshak, Kone means that it's not like the Mishnah says, Yode alo yayne that lekech can have charote. No, it's kone. You can't have charote. That's Rabnosen. And kone marzoi, no? Vizeh, bechdei sheyare le taga oy le kroivoy. And the shir of shtus and yeshem ishtus that you could be teveya, the yayno, that is, the Shir Bechtei Sheyara L'Tagra L'Kreib. Well, afterwards, it's a Mechila. Omar Rava, now let's see Taisvis. Hilchese Shtus Kone Omar Zareino. Peirish HaKontris Kone Bal Kochai. By Shtus, it's Kone, it's not Yode Alo Yoyne. It's not Yode Alo Yoyne. It's Kone and Marzareino. Well, Lefize, the Besambach, Lefize, so now let's make a cheshbon. If Shtus is means he can't be chayz on the Mekach, he can only be Teveya Deino. Lefize, Poches me Shtus, which is not a Shtus, so Lal Tav Mechil, he can't run back Deino either. Vize, Yeish, Pein Shtus, Le Poches me Shtus, and that's the difference. A Shtus, I can be Teveya Deino, Bechdei Sheyare, and Pochus Mishtus, I can't be Tevei Adeino. Chemash Melekamon, the Gemara further also would seem like that, that Pochus Mishtus, it's a Mechila. Gabi Yehu Gavre Denoket Varshechi Lizvuni. There was a person that was selling silk bundles, Omar, and he was asking 6 for it. And it was worth 5. And the Lekech knew if he's going to give him 5.5, he'll take it. So the Lekech said, I hivnale chamsho palge, have a mechila. So I won't give him chamsho palge, because then I lost the palge. So I'm going to give him 6, and then I'm going to let him to bez and get back the zuz. Mashme. So I hivnale chamsho palge, have a mechila. Mashme de lalta, have a mechila. Udekoma ze vize bechdei sheyare. That what Rove said, both of them, the Shizbech Sheyara Letago, Ayesa Mishtus, Ushtus Koi, Vlei Apoches Mishtus. Yeah. Now, so it comes out that Rashi said that Rove paskins like Rav Nosen, that Shtus Kone Omar Zareino, not like the Mishnah Yode El Yoyne, Rove paskins like Rav Nosen. Now, we just had a Gemara. Let's just appreciate Taisus is going to ask Akasha, going to say a Teretz, let's just appreciate the kasha. We just learned a gemara before. Rav Chisda said, mocha loishova hei bevov, that the meichel ma'ana de lekech, he sold him something that was worth 5 for 6. V'hukev omad al ches, lekech yochelach zaboy v'lay meichel. Lekech could be chayse, the meichel can't be chayse. He says, look, I have schusay, I know I could be chayse. By me, the mekech is not finished. But by you, you can't be chayse. You can't be chayse. Now, all the Rishonim learn pshat in that Gemara that Rav Chisda paskened like the Mishnah, Yod El Yoyne. So Rav Chisda said a shtik teira. So Rav Chisda said, so even though the Mekech is in Nigma, he sold him, the Mekech sold him something that's worth 5 for 6. So Gabi the Lekech, the Mekech is in Nigma, the Lekech could still be Chayisef and O Mekech. But Gabi the Mekech is Nigma, you nailed me up. So Gabi me, I have a schus chazor, but you don't have a schus chazor. But if Rove paskin like Rav Nosson, so then you can't say, so the whole Gemara doesn't make sense. So what Lekev says, you don't have a schus chazor, I have a schus chazor. No one has a schus. According to Rav Nosson, by Ashtus, is kona machsereino. So Lechayre Rove who paskin like Rav Nosson is not like Rav Chisda in Baba Basra. So that wouldn't be too gefelach, but let's make it gefelach. Rav Chisda was Rove's Rebbe. No, so Rav Chisda says that by Ashtus Yod El Yoyne, that's what it seems like. He says that the Lekech can say I can be Chayza, but you can't be Chayza. So, Rav Chisda paskin, like Rav Yehuda Anosi, Yoda Oyoine, and Rove his Talmud paskin like Rav Nosson. That is problematic. We can't accept such a pshat, because this is bitter. Rove the Talmud of Rav Chisda should be chaylik with his Rebbe. That's the problem. So now, let's just see how Tosfos addresses the problem. We'll see. Muim de Kechidushin. The Rove Tosfos is going according to Rashi. The Rove is le shapir the Rav Chisda, the koma perik asvine, mocha lo yishove hei bevov, lo yikeach yochel lach zaboy, v'lo yimoycha. Now how could Rove hold like Rav Chisda that, and Rav Chisda said the lekeach could be chayza, how could the lekeach be chayza? It's kone machza, I know, it's not chayza, there's not in chayza. Zog Tosfos, kiven shehuka b'chdei sheyiro, since Lamaisa became worth $8, shezeu zman shelekeach yochel litvoya inosei, that means in this 2-hour period, it became worth $8. V'huka al bitl mekach, and now it's huka al bitl mekach, Lokach lekeach yochel lachzaboy, lokach koma v'omdo al ches, v'leikoma v'omdo al zayin, she'ein ze bitl mekach. Now, let us just say what Tosfos is saying, and then we'll see Tosfos' pillay pillay. Tosfos said, the maisa was like this. In the 2-hour period, the lekeach kidmon the eino. It was worth hay, he charged them both. Fine. He can lekech kim pichoysa. What happened? In this time, in this 2-hour period, it's worth ches. Now that it's worth ches, lu yitzuya would have been worth ches b'shas to mechire, so the meicha would be nisane. He sold something for vov, for ches. Then it would be nisane moicha, and then the moicha could be chayza. The Tosfos says there's a bitl mekach mitzad the moicha. That's why the Gemara says it became worth ches. But listen what happened. It became worth ches. So now if things will right, the, and everything will go, will come out that the Moichel was Nisane. He sold something that's worth Ches for both. He didn't sell it, he sold it before. But we'll talk about that soon. But Al Kaponim, so Tosfos says, but since there's a bittul Mekach over there, that is why the Lekech could be Chayzer and not the Moichel. Now we have to link a few times and see, so what did Tosfos say over here? Tosfos had a problem, why could the Lekech be Chayzer? But the Chayzer was only Eino of Shtus. Like he sold the Lekech something that was worth 5 or 6. So how could the Lekech be Chayzer? So Tosfos says, but it became worth now Ches. So this is a bittul Mekach by the Moichel. So this is a bittul Mekach by the Moichel. So I would think the Moichel could be Chayzer. It's Kamash Mlon. The Lekech could be Chayzer, not the Moichel. So there's a double problem over here. There's two kashas on Tosfos. One kash on Tosfos is, als the Einoas Aleikeach, he can't be Chayzer, because Rava Paskins, that Shtus Kona Marzer Eino. So, Me'echi Taisi, now that it became worth more, that he should be able to be Chayzer. That he should be able to be Chayzer. I mean, the whole Eino Bishas the Mekach, was only a no of a shtus that he can't be choyzer. And now he can be choyzer because later he came worth more. I mean, that what it became worth more to him is a toive, so it comes that he wasn't a son at all. I mean, but since it became worth more, he should be able to be choyzer. And Toi says, now that it became worth more, since a bitl mekach, mitzad lekech, there's no bitl mekach. The whole bittul mekach, if you look at a bittul mekach, is mitzad the moicha. The moicha can't be chayza. The Gemara says over there the lekech could be chayza and the moicha can't be chayza. And it's because it became worth ches later. So this doesn't make sense. The Marshal writes on this Tosfos, svoro zu hi migum gemes mo'id. That's all what the Mashal is saying on this Tosfos. And to say that Rav Chisda holds like Rav Nosson with this Cheshbon, it's very shvel. So I saw in Mishnah Salevi and Atere Shmuel, they both say Amir Diki Yisod. They say, the din according to Rav Nosson, the din according to us is kone o marzereino. That's the din. The din is kone o marzereino. It's yours, you can't have charote, but the moicha has to pay you. What will be the din if the moicha says, I'm not going to pay you. I'm a shagit. I'm not going to pay you. What's the din? What happens now? So we'll say, the moicha is a shagit, it's finished. Is that it? So they say a moicha de kechidish. Since the moicha is mechuyev to pay the eino, if the moicha calls man, the moicha does not pay the eino, the mekach is not kaim. That means the kiyum mekach, that means if you're going to pay me the eino, I can't be chayza. That's true. I can't say I have chalota from the mekach. But if you calls man, you don't pay me the eino, the mekach is not, it's mitla toli vikoi. You have to pay me the eino. If you won't pay me the eino, then that means the kiyum mekach is through the tashlume eino. So memele, since the Mekach as yet wasn't Niskayim, that means when he sold it, it was worth 5, he sold it for 6. The Mekach is still Mitla Toli Vekoi, he has to pay him the Zuz of the Eino. But Asher Kozman, he doesn't pay him the Eino, the Mekach is not Kayim. So the Mekach is not Kayim. The Mekach will become Kayim, when he'll pay the Aino, then the Mekach will become Kayim. Since the Mekach as yet was not Kayim, is as yet not Kayim, now all of a sudden it became worth 8. So now it came about that we have a Mekach that the Moicha was Nisane. The Mekach as yet is not Niskayim. The Mekach is not, Kozme doesn't pay him for the, they know the Mekach is not Niskayim. So Memele, and so the Mekach will become Niskayim when you pay the Eino. In the meantime, it became worth 8. So now it comes where we're creating a Mekach that the Moicha sold something for 6, which is really worth 8. Because the Mekach will first become Niskayim now, and Bishas Kiyum HaMekach, the Moicha was Nisane, because now it's worth 8. So there'd be a Svara to say, in this Matzev, before the Moicha paid the Lekeach, so if he won't pay the Lekeach, the Mekach isn't Kaim, the Lekeach could be Chayzer. Not al Sedin Yodei al Yoyne. Kozman, you don't pay me the Yoyne, so the Mekach isn't Kaim. So if the Mekach isn't Kaim, so the Kima Mekach has to come about now, and now we have a different Mekach in Gansen. It's something that is worth 8 that was sold for 6. So there's a Svara to say that now that the Moicha should be able, if the Mekach was as yet not Niskayim, the Moicha should be able to be Chayza. So what did Rav Chisda say? So Rav Chisda said like this, Rav Yid, this whole lumdis that the Mekach was not Niskayim is only Legabi the Misane. Legabi the Misane, that he was Nisane, by him the Mekach isn't Kayim, because he wasn't paid yet for his Eino. So he has a schus chazore if you won't pay him. If you won't pay him, he has a schus chazore. But Legabe you, you don't have a schus chazore. That was the chiddush of Rav Chisda. That was the chiddush of Rav Chisda. Legabe you, you have to be done kilu kvar nigmar HaMekach. The kilu kvar nigmar HaMekach, so memele, you don't have a schus chazore als bitl Mekach. That is lechayre pshat and toisves. And between you and me, lechayre, the moicha can be very smart. I mean, the moicha will say, listen, I was man of you, and I saw in the Mishnah Salevin and Teresh Shmuel, Kozman, I don't pay you the Noah, the Mekah is not Niskayim. I'm not going to pay you the Noah. Not going to pay you the Noah? So Mele, the Mekah is, and so, so now, it's like, so now it's worth 8, goodbye. So the lekech, that means I'm kind of shaitan, say, I'm michael you, they know. It's like, I'm michael you, you don't have to pay me, they know. They finished. So finished. So now you got something that's worth 8. But in Yesod, this is the havamin of the Gemara. The havamin of the Gemara was, not see the Lashon of Tosfos. Lashon of Tosfos seems to say like this. Tosfos says, "Now the Rabbi is like Shapid the Rav Chisda. The Kama Beperik Hasvina Mocha Lo Yishov Vehei Bevov Lekeach Yochel Larza Boi Veloi Moicha. The Lekeach will be able to, if he wants to be Chayza, could be Chayza Veloi Moicha. Kivin Shehuka Bechdei Shebechdei Sheyaris." So Tosfos says, so what's the hava mina that he should be able to be chayzer the moich? Given shukah b'chdei sheyar, shezeu zman shalikeach yochel litvoya inosay. This is the zman he can still be teveya the ino. So in this man, the mekach wasn't niskayim. Vehukar al bitol mekach. And now in this man, when the mekach was as yet not niskayim, so the hukah al bitl mekach now became worth 8. So it's a bitl mekach for the moicha because he sold something for 6 that is now worth 8, and it's lekach lekeach yochelach zaboy lekach komal va'omdu al ches v'leikom v'omdu al zayin sha'in se bitl mekach. That's lechayim little pshat in Pesach.